It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, at least they did something in response to the latest round of mass shootings last weekend. The House of Representatives voted Wednesday on a bill aimed at preventing domestic terrorism and combating the threat of violent extremism by white supremacists. The bill passed 222 to 203, with only Congressman Adam Kinzinger crossing party lines to vote with the Democrats. The bill now heads to the Senate, where its fate is uncertain because most Republicans remain totally opposed to any kind of gun control legislation. The suspected shooter from Buffalo, where 10 innocent black shoppers were gunned down at a grocery store, has pleaded not guilty to a charge of first-degree murder. Officials said other charges are forthcoming. The shooter is expected to appear in court today for a felony hearing. Meanwhile, in New York, Attorney General Letitia James' office announced Wednesday that it's investigating social media platforms used by that shooter, which authorities have called an act of domestic terrorism by an admitted white supremacist. The investigation will focus on the messaging service Discord, 4chan and 8chan, and Twitch, the platform that the killer used to live stream the attack. Well, changes in Kyiv today. 3 months after evacuating staff and shutting their doors thanks to Russia's war, the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv reopened on Wednesday. And just hours later, the Senate confirmed Bridget Brink as the new ambassador to Ukraine, giving the embassy its first confirmed ambassador since the former guy recalled Marie Yovanovitch in May of 2019. But things in Kyiv are still tenuous. The war is still raging. Speaking of wars, the former guy, George W. Bush, gave a speech in Dallas on Wednesday, during which he criticized Russia and Putin. But, as W. tended to do, he stuck his foot way back in his mouth.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway. 75.
Wow. Just wow. There's stunning news out of Minneapolis, where Thomas Lane, former police officer who held down George Floyd's legs while he was being killed by Derek Chauvin, pleaded guilty Wednesday to second-degree manslaughter, cutting a deal with prosecutors. The 39-year-old Lane is one of three officers accused of aiding and abetting in the killing of Floyd, who died after Derek Chauvin pressed a knee into his neck for more than 9 minutes. The two other officers will go on trial in the coming months. So have you ordered your next round of free COVID tests from the government yet? Go to covidtest.gov to order a pack of 8 to be sent to your home. It'll likely be needed this summer. In fact, the CDC is again warning us that infections and hospitalizations are rising and suggested that people should wear masks indoors. New U.S. cases have risen above 100,000 a day. That's up 26% in the last week alone. More than 22,000 people are now hospitalized with COVID-19. The Northeast and Midwest have been hit hardest, but officials say other regions should also be on alert. While votes are still being counted from Tuesday's primary races in Pennsylvania and Oregon, but the two big upsets appear to be holding. Progressive Summer Lee is holding on to her lead in Pennsylvania's 12th district, though the margin is less than half a percentage point, so a recount is likely. But she fought back an influx of dark money against her. In Oregon, progressive Andrea Salinas, with 85% of the votes reported, is holding firm at 37% against Carrick Flynn. He's the artificial intel researcher who never held elected office and is backed by a PAC aligned with Nancy Pelosi and, more importantly, by many millions of dollars from a crypto billionaire who has now hopefully learned the hard way that money can't necessarily buy an election. And next door in Oregon's 5th district, for some reason there are still a lot of outstanding votes as of Thursday morning, but progressive Jamie McLeod Skinner is holding firm over incumbent Kurt Schrader. Right now, the margin is 59 to 40%. Schrader, who's earned the nickname the Joe Manchin of the House, looks to be on his way out, going the way of Madison Cawthorn. Good riddance. So, Tuesday was a good day for progressives. The next test comes next Tuesday with a runoff in Texas between progressive Jessica Cisneros and conservadem Henry Cuellar. And this bit of a boost for Cisneros, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, who also chairs the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is endorsing Cisneros in her bid to unseat Henry Cuellar. In a statement, Jayapal noted that Cisneros' support for abortion rights was a major factor. Cuellar, of course, the only House Democrat who opposes abortion rights. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.